absolute champion of the game in this neck of the woods and around the world. Part of the AO Live team beginning his stint tomorrow. He only gets involved when the real stuff starts getting put upon us. Has been good enough to join us because whether we like it or not, Nick Kyrgios has put himself back in the news, and coaching is very much front and centre of it all. Front and centre of it all, and keen to get Woody's thoughts on all of this. Mark Woodford, thanks for your time.
Andy, hi. And that's a sound introduction. I would be there from day one, but I've been under the weather, stuck in bed for 3 days. So I get to make it back to the courts tomorrow for my first stint with FEM.
Well, it's nice to hear you sounding so sound and like your old self again. What's been dogging you? Just some lurgy, has it?
Yeah, I flew in from Auckland over the weekend and I was fine last week commentating, and then back in Melbourne, I got hit with this big virus. So I think, was it Ash Barty's coach? Craig Tizer's been laid low by a virus. So it must be something that's floating around on site there. But hoping to be fighting fit tomorrow.
They should stop them from coming through the front door if they're carrying something that threatens to get everybody. But we'll get a wriggle on. Mate, I want to get away from, the inverted commas bad boys of Australian tennis. But every now and again, they invite us to have a conversation about some of their positioning. And yesterday on Macquarie Radio, Jared Hill and Roger Rashid were having a chat. We'll play the audio of that a bit later on. I won't play it all to you now, Mark. But they were talking about coaching and the importance of coaching. And they were talking about, Tomic, Kokkinakis and Kyrgios. Well, Kyrgios has responded. I'll quickly read out his tweets to you and I'll get a response from you. He said, this is from Kyrgios' Twitter feed. You blokes have all zero idea. It's comical people like yourself have an opinion of us. You blokes are anything but athletes, so how about you concentrate on your own stuff? He used another word. Zero credibility. He says to Roger Rashid, you should be ashamed, mate. Like, please explain to me the similarities between AFL and tennis. Shut your mouth. What? Where do you sit on these guys running their own race using the sort of format that he's used to say those sorts of things? What's your response to all that?
He's not shy, Nick. No. Probably applies to Bernie as well. So my personal opinion is coaching is important for a tennis player. I think if you're aspiring to be, one of the greats in the games, and certainly Nick has that potential to be one of the greats. And I don't want to just focus on Nick and Bernie. I think it's for any Australian tennis player. Having a coach, I think, is a high priority. I was one that in my early years, I aspired to work with someone who was a little older and no doubt wiser, someone that could actually educate me in to be becoming a better tennis player. And if that meant I was working, I wanted to work with someone who had the experiences of being involved in the sport at the level that I was trying to attain.
So
for me, I didn't see any value in working with someone who was an A-grade pennant player, without taking anything away from
coach
at that level. I wanted to work with someone who had been number one in the world. I wanted them to explain all those experiences, the nuances of what it's like to win a match at a Grand Slam, what it's like to play for Australia, what it's like to loft a trophy, and what it's like for them to help me cope with losing. Because as tennis players, we actually lose quite a bit. We don't have the luxury of winning every week. And so you have to deal with, criticisms along the way and handling those scenarios and turning, from defeat into success. So someone like Nick at the moment probably is not necessarily surrounding himself with a whole lot of people. That may change. I mean, look, having a coach is being open to suggestions and taking on board that information.
So do you reckon that there might be a natural reluctance, just supposed to know why they take the road that they take? Do you reckon there's a natural reluctance from some of these guys to not necessarily take the advice of other people? Why do you think they'd be operating without a formal coach? Give us a reason.
Yeah, I think, I haven't worked with Nick. I haven't worked with Bernie. Some other foreign players that I've worked with, and I might have started with them hoping. I always believe a coaching relationship should not be a flash in the pan. And again, based on my own personal experience, the coaches I've worked with were for long term. The first coach I ever had with was 8-9 years. The second coach after that was the next 8-9 years of my career, and that virtually, covered my whole career, along with working with Duke and Rochi in Davis Cup campaigns. So I took that approach, working as a coach with players, and that doesn't necessarily happen all the time. I mean, I was shocked when I was let go by a few players. I was hoping that they, it was going to be long-term because I trusted, I believed in their ability, but that didn't correspond from their side to me. And I think it does come down to sometimes these players, these athletes, they just don't want to hear it. They struggle hearing, perhaps, as I said earlier, tennis players lose matches every week, most weeks, and there is a reason why you lost. You have to be willing to hear what happened, what caused you to lose, and how you're going to turn that around to help maybe not see that same result happen the following week. Maybe there are players that just don't want to hear that.
So last one before I let you go, and we've got about a minute before we get to the news. Can he be, let's just focus on Kyrgios, can he be what many people think he can be if he decides to go solo for most of his career, to operate without this sort of sounding board voice in his corner?
That's a tough one. I would probably right now, no, I don't. I think it would be, he might fall short. I would like to see, and I think Nick, there's still a lot of time. He's got time up on his side here, and he's still evolving as a young man, and he's got a big game. But I think if he's, to recognise his potential, and he's got so much support from all of us here in Australia, I think that he would be beneficial to have a wise person working with him. Yep.
I think a lot of people would be nodding in agreement with you, Mark. Let's see whether the penny drops and he finds the right person at some stage. Hey, mate, good to hear you standing healthy again. We'll be hearing the dulcet tones as part of the AO Live commentary team from tomorrow. It'd be great to have you on board. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Eddie. I'm glad that I just didn't cough my way through that.
Thank you. Well done, Mark. Credit to you. Mark Woodford, one of the greats of the game here in Australia, joining us. It'll be interesting to see how that story does emerge and develop over the years. He's still only 23.